Dinoe magneduk, gedane me kunenem nungum geget sa. Minawa we me gritchi with tago sian gipi. Bisindawi ko o sa, gedane we winanan wa the shindaman. So this is Navik, and I'm really grateful for you to listen in to what am I talking about language. I can't seem to use English very well today. So I'm learning both languages still, I guess. Today I want to talk about asking questions and letting somebody know that I want to ask you something. And there's a lot of different ways that this can be said, so I want to explore a few. So first things first, we have to understand the action word that we're going to be using. And we're going to use the word gagwejim. And we're going to use also the word gagwedwe. So both of those, when you gagwejim, you're asking somebody something. And when you gagwedwe, you are just asking a question. Of nobody in particular, you're just voicing a question. So the word gagwejim by itself is a command to one person. Ask him. So you can say to somebody, gagwejim, ask him. Or, awi gagwejim, go ask him. Awi gagwejim. But if you're talking to more than one person, use guys, ask him. It would become gagwejimik. Gagwejimik, you guys ask him. Or, awi gagwejimik, go ask him, you guys. Awi gagwejimik. So that's kind of the bossy way that you would say something. To suggest someone just to ask, you could say, gedagagwedwe. Gedagagwedwe, you should ask. Gedagagwedwe. So when you're using gagwedwe, you're not really talking about the person that's being asked. You're just talking about the question itself. You should ask the question, really, is what you're saying. Gedagagwedwe, you should ask the question. But if you're going to tell him, you know, suggest you should ask him or her, gedagagwejima. That's when we use gagwejim to ask somebody. Gedagagwejima, you should ask him. Gedagagwejima. So also, you know, when you're going to ask somebody something, you kind of want to give them a heads up. Maybe you got a little bit of tobacco in your hand or whatever. Maybe you're just talking. And you could say, Gego giwi kagwejimin. Gego giwi kagwejimin. I want to ask you something. Gego giwi kagwejimin. So when you're saying gego in this case, it's not gego as in don't, it's gego. Gego is something. Gego giwi kagwejimin. I want to ask you something. Giwi kagwejimin. I want to ask you, I wish to ask you something. Or perhaps you could say gego na gedagagwejimin. Could I ask you something? Gego ina gedagagwejimin. Could I ask you something? Gego na gedagagwejimin. Or if you just want to let them know, I need to ask a question, or I want to ask a question. You could say, niwi kagwedwe. Niwi kagwedwe. I want to ask a question. So one of the things to understand is that as we do ask questions, especially of our elders, and, you know, not necessarily only elders, but actually anybody, even as when we talk to our own children, we have to take time to let them think about what the question is. And this is one of the things that I struggle with, because sometimes I wonder, are they not understanding my question when they don't answer me right away? So then I'll rephrase it. And a lot of times, they're like already deep in thought, thinking about how to answer me. And then I interrupt them with another question and I totally break up their train of thought. So don't be like me. When you're asking a question, particularly about cultural things, maybe language things, give them time to answer. And sometimes they're going to need time to sleep on it and think about what it is that you're asking. So always make sure to give people lots of space and time to give you an appropriate answer. Because some people are very, very careful with their words, which is really proper Anishinaabe behavior. They're careful about how they answer. They're not so flippant about things, and words to them mean a lot more than just regular old blabbing. So, and another thing to understand, especially when we're asking about requesting someone to maybe give a hand with a ceremony, actually even maybe lead a ceremony, it's come to be said that it's proper that they actually turn you down. And it's not, we can't be understanding that as, man, I don't think he likes me or he doesn't want to do it. But we are also taught to walk in a humble way and to make sure that, you know, that we are being careful and not being arrogant in the way we present ourselves. So if somebody comes, hey man, can you come and do this funeral, or can you come and do this drum ceremony? And it's really proper that someone would say, no, you know, maybe you should ask whatever, whoever. And if people are serious about requesting the help from that individual, they'll come back again. And you might have to repeat that a few times and understand that person is trying to make sure that is something that they should be doing. And it's humility, and it's to be respected and not scoffed at. So, you know, those of us that are just jumping at chances to be the lead of anything, we have to be careful of that kind of thinking, especially when it comes to ceremonial activities. There's a lot of responsibility that goes with those. It's a lot of work to conduct a ceremony. It's a lot of responsibility. It's a lot of weight. So let's be careful that we're not looking at it as prestige. And, you know, I want to be a big shot. I want to be a shaman. I want to be this and that. That a lot of the people that are in those positions, they have worked hard to get where they are. And they have a lot of responsibility. And it's a heavy weight. And there's constant judgments in throughout the community, whether somebody's doing something right or wrong. Those things are difficult, and they're difficult to navigate as a person, and they're difficult to navigate as a community. Just how much work that these things can be. So, you young people out there, you know, don't jump at these things, but if you are called to do these things, to learn these things, absolutely give it your all. Learn everything that you can. Ask the questions. Use these phrases. Geego kiwi kagwejimin. Gedaga gwejimin and the geego. Could I ask you something? Gather all the available light in whatever endeavor you're doing. So when the questions do come from the generations to come, we have answers that are based in actual Anishinaabe culture and Anishinaabe thought that come right from our people, and not something perhaps that we read in a book somewhere and says, okay, that sounds good, but that it's real and that it's passed down from person to person. Those are the things to be valued in my estimation. And so it all starts with the question. Geego ina. Could I ask you something? Or, I want to ask a question. Could I ask you something? And it's best when we ask that we use our language to ask. It just makes a difference. So we also talked about, go ask him. Awi gagwejim. Awi gagwejim. Go ask him. Or just, if you're standing there, go gwejim, ask him. Or if there's more than one person you're addressing, awi ka gwejimik. Awi ka gwejimik. Go ask him, you guys. Or ka gwejimik, ask him, you guys. Okay, ask him or her. You know what I mean. Okay. Mi gwe chapa chibis and dao yig. I hope this helped you guys. And I'll be back again. Mi gwech, mi yo.